The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
And it's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Our friend Dan Corso, the president of the Atlanta Sports Council, joins us.
He did not need to hear that nonsense.
Well, Dan, we'll try to move forward with that. How are things going right now? Things are certainly slowly but surely opening up all over the city of Atlanta and then some. Good to have you on.
Good to be with you, Nick and Chris. Thanks. It's been a while, and that's a heck of a segment to follow with Michael Collins' lunar landing. I don't know how to follow that.
Yeah, don't attempt. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pretend none of it happened. Nick is going to count it down. Nick is going to count it down into 3, 2, 1, and we're going to start over.
Kind of like the last year in sports. Let's just pretend like it never happened.
That is a great analogy. Dan Corso, like we said, is with us. And I guess one of the many things you're looking at right now is the World Cup coming up in 2026. Right, Dan?
Yeah, Nick, you're right. It turned out to be one of the world's longest bid processes for sporting events. This started back in early 2017, and we were in the mix to be a host city and still are in the mix. It was supposed to be finished and finalized and determined at the end of last year, but COVID got in the way and slowed things down like they slowed everything else down. But we picked it up again now with FIFA and some local partners, and we're moving forward. We are one of 17 U.S. cities remaining in the bid process to be one of 10 host cities when they ultimately decide who's going to host in the U.S.
You don't have to name names. Don't have to name names. But you look up. We list the 17. I come to your office today. And we're socially distanced. We got masks on. It's okay. We put the 17 cities on the board. Are you looking at the board going, we're good, we're good, we're good. They're pretty good. We're good, we're good. Do you have in your mind how this might play out? And you know the business. I'm really asking because you know what cities need to have in terms of infrastructure and everything else.
It's a good question. This is really a unique kind of event because they need multiple cities to host the entire 60 matches in the U.S. And so unlike a Super Bowl where it's one event one year and you can figure, all right, who are the two or three cities we're up against for that particular year? This is a situation where we're up against, cities for – matches all in the same time period. We look at it as, okay, where are they going to, if you look at it as a clustered or a regional approach, where in the Southeast are the cities that we're up against? And quite frankly, there's two, Orlando and Miami. Good cities, state of Florida, but we like our chances in comparison to those for what we're after is the semifinal round of the tournament, which would equate to about 5 or 6 matches of the total tournament to be held here in Atlanta. And so from what we've been told, they want to look at us as a status city for the semifinal, and we like our opportunity with that.
How much has Atlanta United helped, just the overall mindset of the whole thing?
Tremendous. Not just for local awareness on the bid, but a global awareness. I mean, what they've done to really uplift and position Atlanta and the state of Georgia as a soccer city and a soccer destination globally has been tremendous, and it's really helped us. And it's not just the branding of what they've done with the growth of soccer in the area, but it's also their facility, not just Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but with the Atlanta United Training Center, which is one of our proposed training sites for teams should Atlanta be selected. The FIFA is utilizing Atlanta United Training Center as really the optimal training site across the country for other cities to try to find if they can duplicate that. Of course, that's hard to do because it's really one of a kind.
Dan Corso is with us, the president of the Atlanta Sports Council. So when will we know whether or not Atlanta is going to be a part of the World Cup?
Nick, man, we've been told it's the end of this year now, December of 2021. FIFA will come out with the 10 U.S. cities and the three cities in Canada and three cities in Mexico. So it's going to be 16 total cities. We're expecting a site visit from FIFA sometime in the third quarter this summer. Of course, that's pandemic pending, but that's a chance for us to get face-to-face with them. Everything's been done by Zoom so far. for the last year with FIFA, and so it'll be good to get face-to-face again with them. But by the end of this year, we should know our status as an official host city.
And, Dan, whatever you need for us to do. I'm not saying
primarily stay out of the way.
We're not big in the soccer community per se, but anything we can do. Last one, if I walked into your office, because this is what we've said happens, you get to see a board, and then there's the room that people don't get into. How many different events are on your board right now in terms of what you're working on or prospectively working on for the city?
Good question, Chris, because this is the time to start looking ahead. That what's unique about sporting events and the bid process for them is that they bid out so far in advance. We're looking at events for, you know, the end of this decade, 28, 29, 30, and 31. And we've got those on a board, and we're trying to figure out, okay, which events fit at which time, which year, how much do they cost to host, you know, and do we have the appetite and the methodology and the infrastructure to actually have the funding in place to be able to host those events. So a lot of it goes into it. It's not just selling and marketing your region as a host city. You've got to be able to put it on in a successful way and make sure you've got the funding in place to do that. So, and I would add that Men's Final Four is one of those big events at the end of this decade that we want to get back to make up for what we lost last year.
Yeah, the city of Atlanta certainly deserves another Final Four. I know the hard work that was put in there. Dan Corso, thanks for the time. We'll talk down the line. Good luck with the World Cup and everything else going on.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your support. Thanks so much.
That's the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by our friends at Southern Company. Southern Company is proud to call Atlanta home and is committed to building the future of energy in all the communities.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.